We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, really, when you look at the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is one of the greatest players they ever had. You know, there's two guys that kind of jump out at me when I think of the Jacksonville Jaguars. One is Mark Brunell. And the other guy, and I guess the two receivers they had, you know, McCardle and Keenan McCardle and Jimmy Smith, but this guy, and that's Maurice Jones-Drew. Maurice, Joe and Evan in New York, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you for the great introduction.
You got it. I'm about to get a little negative. Are you going to be depressed 2 years from now when the Jacksonville Jaguars are the London Jaguars?
Did you even say that? It's horrible.
I'm sorry.
Please, let that happen.
I'm doing my best to keep them in Jacksonville. There's been some speculation, but I think, you know, Shad Khan has invested a lot of money into this, into that city with the indoor stadium, the big screens. I don't think it'd be a smart investment to do all that and then leave right away.
No, I'm with you on that. Let me ask you a couple things about the Jaguars. Joe mentioned it. The Jets are taking on Jacksonville this weekend, trying to pull off a big upset. The quarterback gets a lot of heat. He gets made fun of a lot. And then at times he's looked great. I mean, the way he played against the Patriots was outstanding. The guy threw four touchdown passes. He was protected, but he played real well. And then what we saw last week against the Titans, they lose 9-6. What's your impression on what Blake Bortles is at this point in his career?
Well, I think he's a winner. After last year, when you go to the AFC Championship game, they found ways to win. Against certain teams, he has success. Against the Tennessee Titans, he doesn't. I mean, it's pretty simple. The Jaguars as a whole, for many years now, we've struggled against the Tennessee Titans. No matter who the coach is or what the scheme is, their personnel and their scheme gives the Jacksonville Jaguars trouble. So there's some teams like that. I think if you look at throughout the league, there's certain teams that give other teams more trouble than others. So that may happen. But I think when Blake Bortles is at his best, he's able to get on his fifth step, put his foot in the ground, and let the ball go. And that's when he's able to do some really good things. What Tennessee was able to do, they had him hold the ball a little bit. And, you know, and they were covering guys and they were playing different coverages, sometimes man, sometimes zone. It kind of, you know, got to them a little bit and they were getting some pressure as well. But, you know, a lot of this is kind of, you're able to fix a lot of that when you have Leonard Fournette in the backfield, who, don't get me wrong, T.J. Yeldon does a great job, so does Corey Grant, but Leonard Fournette being as big as he is and as strong as he is tougher for guys to tackle. And he's able to break tackles by running through guys and wearing down defenses. And so, you know, not having him out there makes it a little bit tougher. But, you know, again, some games they play really well. Other games, you know, well, not other games, mainly against Tennessee, they don't. So it's something that they have to get over the hump. But I still think they're one of the top teams in the AFC right now.
You mentioned Fournette and also Calais Campbell. I know both of them are a little banged up. How about them for Sunday, Maurice?
You know, I've made a couple calls up there just to see how things are going. I know Fournette's doing better than he has, so hopefully he gets the opportunity to play. And Calais has been banged up. Some of that is, you know, they're a physical team, and they've practiced hard throughout training camp. They practice hard throughout the week to make sure that, you know, they're prepared and ready to go. I think Calais should it may change, but I think both those guys should have a decent chance to play this week, and they're going to need both those guys to play. The Jets' defense is, you know, even though I want to say it was against the Browns, they started off on fire and then kind of gave up some stuff late, but they're a really good defense, and obviously Sam Darnold's doing some really good things as well. So this is going to be a tough task for them, and I think the defense in Jacksonville is expecting that, and they're ready for it. And, you know, again, the offense has to do their part and continue to try to score points and not kick field goals.
I know a lot can change in the NFL week to week, but on paper, next week, the Jaguars going to Kansas City to play the Chiefs is incredibly interesting considering the offensive juggernaut Kansas City has been. What's your impression on this Chief offense and what Patrick Mahomes has been able to do so early in his career?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, they score more points than I do on Madden. So they're doing something. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, they're doing something really good down there. I think when you talk about the Chiefs, they put so many weapons around Mahomes, it's unbelievable. You go and get Sammy Watkins. You have Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Hunt, Conley. I mean, they have a lot of guys who can find ways to get open, and you saw that with Alex Smith. Alex Smith was able to, with those weapons, get double-digit wins every year. And so I was a little concerned about Mahomes because he does have a tendency to turn the ball over a little bit. But right now they have that under control. He's doing a great job of finding guys and understanding what they're doing. They're running a lot of plays, what we call repeat plays, where they run the same play three or four times in the game out of different formations. And it's helping Mahomes play faster. So what they're doing with him is they're finding ways to show off his arm strength as well as showing off his knowledge of the game and how he's able to, you know, find guys in different zones and different coverages and read the coverages and get the ball to the right, correct player.
Talking to Maurice Jones-Drew, let's go back to the Jaguar division. What's going on with the Texans? 0-3, you know, what's the deal with them right now?
I really can't tell you. I was expecting much more out of them. Obviously getting Deshaun Watson back. We all have to understand when you're coming off an ACL, it's going to take some time because he only played seven games last year. So yes, they were a great seven games, but he only had played seven. So he has some, you know, he's getting his growing pains out right now, but I think in the long run, they'll be ready to go defensively. They're just now starting to get to the quarterback. So they're getting healthy too, and they're getting their timing down and they're going to figure some things out. But when you talk about the Houston Texans, the main concern is the offensive line. I mean, right now they're not giving Deshaun Watson a lot of time to throw the ball in some situations. They're having a lot of mental errors. And if you read their reports from Bill O'Brien, I mean, that's what he's talking about, that we have to get on the same page with our offensive line and make sure these guys are doing their job.
You think it's going to come down to Tennessee and Jacksonville again like last year? Because the Titans are quiet. No. What is it?
I think it's Jacksonville. I don't think it's going to come down to anybody but Jacksonville.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. Tennessee may beat them twice, but Tennessee has struggled against some teams. And again, they play Jacksonville really tough. They have the formula. They understand right. The team. When you play a team twice, they know how to beat them, and they've had success with that. But throughout their schedule, they have a tough schedule, just like Jacksonville. And so there's going to be some teams that they're going to have to play that they may not, you know, play well against. You just cut one of your wide receivers this week, who asked to be traded, and so they have some stuff going on there that they have to fix and they have to get better. You're not going to win every game 9-6. I can tell you that much right now. But I still think Jacksonville is the cream of the crop in the AFC South right now.
Let's talk about the Pats for a second, because you saw them 2 weeks ago. You know, Jaguars saw them 2 weeks ago and beat them up. I mean, Bortles was tremendous. Four touchdown passes. They helped.
Yeah. Oh, let me say this real quick. Yeah. Miles Jack wasn't down, just so y'all know.
I do understand. I don't know if I agree. No, I got to go back and watch the play now because I'm trying to remember.
Right.
I'm not sure.
It's okay. So what was the question?
No, I'm going back to the Patriots. So you guys beat them up badly 2 weeks ago. Four touchdown passes for Bortles. The whole deal, you held Brady to like 130 yards passing, whatever
it
was.
No, you're right. He wasn't down. We're talking about the AFC Championship game. Oh,
back to that?
Right? That's what it was.
Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, remember?
I just want to take you guys all the way back.
I'm still upset because Marone got conservative before halftime there when he should have been throwing a football instead of kneeling on it. But I don't want to get into that.
No, it should have been a Jaguar touchdown. That shows you where our brain is with that game. We've already forgotten about it, but I understand.
I had forgotten about that.
It still bothers you. I get that.
Yeah. I can't sleep at night, fellas.
I understand. Believe me, we were rooting for the Jaguars, too. Don't worry about it. But I want to go back to the Pats for a second, though. Is there any – do you see any – I know they're 1-2, but we've seen it before, and they win the next 12. Do you see any slippage in the Patriots at all?
Well, this is the thing. And I think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have had a great run. They've done a great job. But this is a players' league. You can't continue to trade players away like Brandon Cooks. Right, we saw what he did last night. You can't continue to not draft well or have draft picks play. You can't continue to do that year after year. Now, they had a run of about 19 years or something crazy like that, which has been phenomenal, but the league will start to catch up with you eventually, and that's what we're seeing right now. Is teams are taking away Gronk, and then Hogan can't get open, or Dorsett can't get open. And so when they get Edelman back after this week, I think when you get Josh Gordon back, you'll start to see them get back offensively where they're going. Defensively, they have to figure it out. You have guys running wide open. I mean, you got guys running the ball on you. You give up Detroit hasn't had a 100-yard rusher in, I think, since 1986. Right.
Well, since Barry Sanders, certainly since Barry Sanders,
it was 2013.
Sure.
But
right,
still,
right.
You give
Bush,
that up,
I think.
Right. You give that up. Like, that's not the Bill Belichick defense that we've come to see. Now, I understand they start slow in September. Sometimes they find ways. And I work with Willie McGinnis, and he says, look, they're going to figure it out. But sometimes, you know, Father Time catches up with us in some of our ways. Sometimes we don't have the players out there that need to play. Other times, it just teams may be better, and they may understand it. Now, let's remember, Patricia was in this organization for 14 years, so they knew a lot of what the Patriots were going to do. They knew some of their secrets, which is fine. But I think when you look at Jacksonville did the same thing. They took Gronk away, and now they're forcing Hogan to beat man-to-man coverage against some really good corners. They're forcing Dorsett to do it. You know, right now I think they just put Burkhead on IR.
Yeah.
They're losing running backs left and right. So they have to figure out a way to not only run the ball so you can give your defense a rest and do some things, but secondly, they have to figure out some guys who are going to rush the passer on that defense as well. They have some issues that they have to fix.
We're talking to Maurice Jones-Drew. You talk about it being a players' league. How about the impact on both franchises of this Khalil Mack trade? I mean, you figure the Raiders aren't 0 for the season if they don't trade Mack. And who knows what the Bears' record are. Maybe they're not 2-1, especially with the big play he made last week against the Cardinals. He's getting strip sacks every week. How about the impact on these two franchises based on this Khalil Mack trade?
Well, I'll tell you, I played for the Raiders when Khalil Mack got drafted, and we knew from the day he stepped in the building that he was a player. It was him, Derek Carr, Gabe Jackson, T.J. Carr. I mean, we had a ton of kids in that draft class who ended up getting paid their second contract, which is, to me, shows you that you drafted well. You never get rid of a player like Khalil Mack, period. And I've stated my case on this a ton. Being a Raiders fan, being from Oakland, actually playing for the organization, there's no way you trade him. Like, that should have, from the top, the owner should have came down and said, no, we're not doing this. And it shows why. The Raiders can't get pressure on defense. They can't even touch the quarterback on defense. I called the Rams games. Week one, Jared Goff was literally back there all day figuring out what he wanted to do because they couldn't get pressure. So then you see Khalil just destroying teams week after week after week. It's salt in the wound. And again, it comes back to the old adage. I had a coach once tell me when I was playing in the league that – And I told him, like, I may want to get into coaching. I don't know. He was like, well, I'll give you one thing. He was like, great. He's like, if you have great players, you're a great coach. If you have good players, you're a good coach. If you have bad players, you're fired. And that's the truth. Now, coaches can help, like, develop some players, but you need players on the field to be able to make plays and overcome some things just with their athletic ability and their natural ability. Right now, we don't see that with the Oakland Raiders and their pass rush. They have to blitz to try to get there. They don't want to blitz. You know, Khalil Mack's the guy, when he was there on the field, he was having 15 sack seasons, strip sack. I mean, he was being an impact player from the defensive end position that now we're seeing him doing in Chicago. And I don't think Chicago will be where they are now without him, because not only are teams sliding to Khalil Mack, you're getting Leonard Floyd on one-on-one pass rushes. You're getting some of your interior guys on one-on-one pass rushes. And Khalil Mack is still getting to the quarterback with 2 and 3 guys trying to block him.
Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts? Speaking of getting to the quarterback, what's your thoughts on the ridiculous roughing the passer rule?
I think football is football, and I understand why they're doing it. And let's state that. The reason they're doing it is these quarterbacks are getting paid $150 million. You have to protect your investment. But I've always been, you know, my parents always told me, if I tell you the stove is hot and you touch it, then you need to get burned. And what that analogy comes back to is your offensive line needs to be better. You need to invest in your offensive line if you don't want your quarterback to get hit. Those Clay Matthews tackles or sacks have been because offensive linemen have missed their – either just missed Clay Matthews in general or been beat or didn't pick up the stunt that the defensive line ran. And so that's the result of you not investing in your offensive line. That's what football is. And so – stop paying these quarterbacks $150 million, $170 million, try to invest some of that money elsewhere. So you can protect these guys. You don't have to worry about them getting hit.
Don't you think?
How about doing that?
We see it in this town, specifically with the Giants to a degree with the Jets. It seems like offensive lines are just bad around the league. I mean, there's a handful of good ones, but for the most part, it's more bad than not in the league nowadays.
Yeah, well, a lot of that comes from high school. So I coach youth football, and I used to coach high school football. And I'm really big in the high school recruiting game, trying to get our kids out of the Bay Area, try to get kids to different colleges. But a lot of that comes from Pop Warner. It starts in Pop Warner when everyone's doing the spread offense, shotgun stuff. And then you don't teach the fundamentals of how to get in a three-point stance, or you don't teach the fundamentals of how to run block. You don't teach the fundamentals of how to pass set because the ball is getting out so quick. And so what happens, you get to college and you're doing this nonsense, which I'm not a big fan of the spread offense. I don't think that helps your players, because as a college coach, your job is to get your player to where he wants to go, which most players want to go to the NFL, to have them prepare for that. So there's a reason why Alabama guys are always drafted in the top 10 first round. There's a reason their offensive linemen always are going and playing well in the league, or at least playing in the league, or Wisconsin or Iowa, those teams, because they run pro-style offenses and their guys know how to block. As an NFL coach, I understand that I only have a certain amount of time to get a product on the field that can be conducive to winning, and so I'm going to draft these kids who know what they're doing. So I can't teach you all over again at the age of 22 how to get in a three-point stance. I can't teach you all over again at the age of 22 how to drive your feet and use your hands when you're run blocking. And so it's really this spread offense has come through the league or come through college. And you're starting to see some of it in the pros. They're trying to dabble it in there a little bit, but it just doesn't work. I know people are going to say, well, the Eagles won doing some of that stuff. Yeah, they won doing some of that stuff, but their offensive line is really good. I don't know if you guys noticed. They're really good.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of those guys came from Georgia's and some of these bigger schools that run, you know, pro-style stuff. So they know how to do those things. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is these kids and these players in the league now, they don't have a foundation of fundamentals anymore. And so you have to, as a coach, reteach those again, and hopefully that, you know, you get a year or two with those guys before you get fired.
Yeah, makes sense. Maurice Jones, Drew, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Maurice.
Thank you very much.
No problem, guys. See you later.
All right, man.
Maurice Jones, Drew, now an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter very easy, at MJD. Doesn't get any easier than that. And you can see him tonight on NFL Total Access at 7 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.